Life is about core memories, creating moments with your friends, with your kids that you guys will never forget. And we have one right in our backyard here, Atlanta United. I can't stress this enough to you guys. If you haven't gone, it is the most spectacular sports event in Atlanta. The crowd is wild. They never sit down. It is electric. It is an amazing event each and every week. And the games are right down the street. It is Atlanta. Go online, get your tickets today. ATLUTD.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we got to check out this email here because she is feeling all sorts of feelings going into the weekend. She was all excited about this date she had said yes to. Now she's doing the math on it. She's like, dude's twice my age. Should I really even do this? Mo's got the email.
Hi, guys. Would love to get some info from you or anyone, really. I'm 28 years old, and I recently got asked out by a man who is, I think, in his late 50s. So like twice my age. He's an attractive man, and he's really nice. I find that guys my age are still very immature. My friends are all over the place with their opinions. Some think I'm out of my mind for even considering it, while others are more supportive but still skeptical. The main concern my friends have is that we would have nothing in common. They think it would feel like I'm dating my dad. And speaking of my dad, I really have no idea how he or my mom will react to it. I want to hear from people who have experience with relationships involving large age gaps. Have any of you been in a similar situation? How did it turn out? If there's a genuine connection, is that enough to make it work? I am supposed to go out with him this weekend and already kind of said yes. So if I'm making a huge mistake, I should really know ASAP so I can back out. Thank you.
Do I need to leave the studio and be caller 5, 6, and 7 to get in on this?
28 in late 50s is a significant difference as far as where you are in your lives. One date isn't going to hurt you. Your parents don't need to know about one date. Like, that's something, like, if you get serious with somebody down the line. My question for you is, what do you want out of life? Do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids? Like,
you want to plan his funeral?
Exactly.
That's you're going to have to.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he's in his late 50s and you want to have kids, he's going to be in his 60s. When you have kids, like, those are the questions you need to ask ask yourself as far as a longevity. If this is like, this is what you are looking for in a lifetime partner. If this is just a date you want to go out on and test the waters of an older man, maybe you can like dial it back a bit and find somebody in their, like, I don't know, early 40s. But as far as a future, you really have to consider what you're dealing. You have to be honest with yourself. Like, this is like, this is where like some logic has to come in, and you got to like throw emotion out the door. Like, is this really going to fit your life plan?
The numbers matter here. You and I were just having a conversation about this in the hall the other day. The numbers, I think, are important here. The age difference between 25 and 45, those 20 years is a lot of years, right? The ages between 35 and 55, just because of maturity, I don't know that it has the same effect.
It doesn't.
I think you also have to take into account the people that are in the relationship. I have dated younger because, quite frankly, the people that I hang out with my age, I'm less mature than they are, man. Call it more spirited. They're doing things that people their age normally do, and those things bore the hell out of me. Abby has like her own little math equation in her head on what she thinks is would work and what doesn't.
I saw this on TikTok a couple weeks ago, and I can't remember what the exact numerology was, but if you basically have to like double your age and then subtract 7 and then subtract it by another number, and it kind of makes it shows you whether or not it's an appropriate age gap or not. I'll post it on my Instagram or something when I re-find it. But it basically shows that the older you get, the more acceptable a larger age gap gets, because you just enter a different phase of life after like 35 or after 40. The difference between 28 and 40 is already pretty big. So the difference between 28 and 60, I mean, it's not just numbers. You're in a different phase of life. Like the age, he's going to retire in 7 years.
You're on chapter two. He's on chapter 22.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So it may make sense now, but it probably won't in like 5 years.
Yeah.
I agree with what Kristen said. I really think that this, at the end of the day, this is about you. And you got to look within to see exactly how you are going to feel with it. It's not going to be easy. It's going to come with its challenges. But everything about this email is like, what my friends think. What will my parents think? Like, what do you think? At the end of the day, you are the one in the situation who has to figure out if it's going to work for you. So a date doesn't hurt. And then from there, I just think it comes down to how you feel like you can move forward.
If you tell this man no cap, he's going to think it has to do with a hat.
Yeah, you're right. Tip of the hat, madam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you say bet, he's going to be like, we're going to the casino.
If you say fire, he's going to call the fire.
All right, before we get out of here, I want to play a clip for you guys because I'm really unsure by the last couple of words in this clip, if it's what I think he's saying. So there's an LSU baseball fan, right, that was at a game the other day. Dude is in the outfield and in the stands, and a player hits a ball that ends up going 109 miles an hour and hits this dude right in the head.
How is he not dead?
He's fine, right in the head. So because the guy was conscious and seemed to be in his right mind, they interview him, and it's the last line here that has me a little confused.
And I've been carrying this glove with me for years. Now's my time. I got one coming. Hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Beamed off my dome and got a nice little goose egg.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109 mile an hour home run ball, yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence. But Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings. Probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my Bobo.
Kiss my Bobo.
What is that?
I have no idea.
I mean, I call them boo-boos, but I think some people do refer to them as Bobos.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is that what you were confused about?
I wasn't sure what it meant. Yeah. I don't know a lot of LSU fans. The ones I've seen have been very, very fun, and I don't know what their idea of a party is.
The Burt Show.